You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
There's two things. We're young and we're athletic, and that doesn't slump, to be honest with you. You know, like, I talked to some of the kids in Atlanta, and their job is to, of course, go to, you know, in between the lines, play as hard as you can, but at the same time, you know, there's no excuse not to bring energy every single day. And we were talking about Rafaela, Meyer, Carlos, who else? I forgot who else was in the meeting, but I told them, I said, there's no excuse for you guys not to bring energy every single day. You know, it starts in the clubhouse with the music, you know, like, you guys are 21, 22, so you have to help the others, you know, to get them going, and they've done an outstanding job.
Yeah, what's on the boombox pregame?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, keep it going.
No, it's working.
Red Sox
are nothing.
Young and athletic. Alex Cora says that doesn't slump.
I like that. That's a good line.
Though I heard him say that last year. I think he said that to the old WEEI afternoon show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're young, we're athletic. That doesn't slump.
That clip make it into the clubhouse?
I don't know.
You had a couple clips on there from that.
I didn't make it. So did you.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to the final two episodes.
Got
so maybe it's buried.
Could
in
be.
One of those. So I have heard Cora say that before, but
sure.
I do think it applies more to this team this year. Vibes are high, as it were.
Through the roof.
What's on the boombox pregame? And I would agree. You're a young, athletic team. I don't know that you won't slump. My guess is there will be a slump coming up. But there's no reason not to bring energy every day to the ballpark. And that goes back to Duran again. That's another reason I would want him here. Like that energy and electricity on the base pass, I feel like could win you a game in a playoff series.
Right.
And I'm not trying to subtract that. I'm really not trying to screw with it right now if I'm the Red Sox. You already got the bad teammate out of there. You already got Devers, who's now ruining the Giants, out of there. So, good. Why don't you go forward with this and supplement your team from the minor league system? You don't need to peel pieces off the big league roster. You don't.
I'm not trading Duran at this moment either, but if you're going to replace him at the top of the lineup, isn't Rafaela kind of having a Duran-like season from a year ago?
Sure.
I feel like that might be the guy to do it. I wouldn't. I'd rather have them both in the lineup. And
me
I'd
too.
Rather have them both in the field.
And I'd rather have Rafaela. I mean, he's been hitting sixth lately.
Yeah.
I like him in that bottom third of the order, but whatever.
And
I'd rather have him there than leadoff, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of talk about, you know, the Padres really want Duran. The Padres. Well, I don't really want any of the Padres pitchers. At the beginning of the season, maybe I would have, but not right now. And so all these other teams that you might be able to get a pitcher for, maybe they don't even like Duran as much as the Padres do, and that's why you would dig into your farm system. Or maybe even like Willier Abreu, who I'm not like trying to run out of town or anything, but I'd be more likely to trade him than I would be Duran. But yeah, you still have plenty of prospects that other teams would want to get a deal done.
So we've discussed that. How high is the ceiling for the Red Sox? Keith has them potentially winning the World Series. Certainly
sure.
Can't rule that out.
Why not?
With the way the sport goes and
you
the way the American League looks right now.
No.
If you want to tell Keith they can't, you can discuss. 617.
You're a liar.
779-7937. We talked about the logjam and playing Sadon Rafaela at second base. We also talked about the Red Sox and how they've turned things around with their pitching staff. Who deserves credit for that? Who deserves credit for the turnaround?
Hmm.
Again, on the phones. And you can stream Jones and Keefe on WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. We'll get to the Patriots about 25 minutes from now. Interesting comp that I still think is in play from Andrew Callahan of the Boston Herald for Drake May. Jeremy Fowler also released his quarterbacks list. No surprise Drake May's not on it. I am a little surprised that who is. We'll get to that. Plus, we have a spoiler-free Superman review in the hashtag Dork Minute coming up at 11:45. You can stay tuned for all of it. Meanwhile, Keith, let's get to some Red Sox midseason awards.
That's right.
Shall we?
This is specific to the Red Sox at the halfway point, really past the halfway point. So All-Star Break awards. I think we have 10 to get to.
I think we have 10. We had an 11th that we had to put on the chopping block.
Yeah, it doesn't fit the graphic. No. So we're going to do 10. And instead of each of us coming up with our own list, this is going to be the show's list.
So we're going to talk our way through it.
Yeah.
So Nick, Billy, you guys are encouraged to
participate.
Break ties, participate.
Don't hate, participate.
The whole thing. But we have 10 different categories for our Red Sox midseason awards, okay. Our season superlatives to this point in time.
All right.
What do we have first up on the list here, Billy?
Billy reading these?
If you have, yeah.
Yeah, am I going top to bottom?
Yeah, let's go top to bottom.
Right, MVP.
Right off the rip. So let me nominate a few.
Okay. Toss out a few nominees.
So the ones that would jump to mind would be Garrett Crochet.
I feel like that's a strong candidate.
I think maybe it's recency bias. I think Sadon Rafaela
would
be in the mix for MVP. I think he'd be in the mix for team MVP. I think Aroldis Chapman could be in the mix for team MVP. He's one of the three all-stars they have. Bregman's also an all-star, but he hasn't played enough, so I would remove him from this category.
See, I think you got to have Bregman's name in the mix, there.
Okay.
It would not be my pick, but I think we've covered it. I mean, have we missed anybody else?
Obviously, Narvaez.
Yeah, oh, that's
He's
your
had a
guy.
Really nice year.
That's your guy.
That's probably one of the new guys or Rafaela.
Does it have to be a player?
Well, most valuable player. What's the P?
Former player. So I was going to say, I'm not a Breslow guy. Breslow should be credited for most.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow.
Nick.
And I didn't even have to say it.
Most valuable player, Nick, Breslow?
Nick, I love it.
He did get three All-Stars.
It's not most valuable person.
Most valuable ex-player.
Most valuable ex-player.
Wow, I love that.
Most valuable person.
I didn't have to say that. Nick.
Breslow?
Nick, good job.
I'm not a Breslow guy.
Nick gets it.
Sounds like you're a Breslow guy.
Nick gets it. I'm not even a Breslow guy. He's the MVP of the team.
The MVP?
Wow, good. This is why everybody's participating. Good job, Nick. No. Good job.
No. I'll have to say Garrett Crochet.
The answer is Crochet.
Okay, Garrett Crochet.
Right?
Yes, yeah. Now, I was looking this up. I was surprised to know this. This is from the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Oh.
The Red Sox, he has made 20 starts this year. What is the Red Sox record in Garrett Crochet starts? So not his record, but what is the team record?
Off the top of my head, I think he's won 6 straight. So does he have 10 wins? Is that what he has individually?
He is 10-4.
Okay, so I'm going to guess they are 14-6.
13-7. There was a little run there where he was pitching okay. He had a couple ones where he didn't pitch great, but he lost a few games there, or the team lost games. So I thought the record, believe it or not, might be even a little bit better than it is. But the key with him is he's made every start. And he has piled up innings. He's at 129 and a third innings. So as much as for a stretch this bullpen was getting overworked, chances are it wasn't on Garrett Crochet games. You know, like he's been everything we've hoped for. A 2.23 ERA, 160 Ks in 129 innings. Yeah. 3-time Hoss of the Week. I mean, he could be Hoss of the Year at this point.
I mean, it's really the Garrett Crochet honorary Hoss of the Week is really what
it
is.
Yeah, he's the face of it.
So
like Ben Grieve is the face of random baseball player.
So my pivot off Crochet would be Bregman. I'm surprised you were so dismissive, and I agree exactly with what the text line is saying. Bregman's been huge for the young hitters, so he has missed a big chunk of time. True.
He needed to play more games for me. He's played half the games.
And by the way, if I'm going to be consistent, the Red Sox have a great record without Devers. They have a great record without Bregman, too.
Sure.
So if I'm going to be halfway consistent on that, we should cite it. I just think some of that intangible stuff freeing you to move on from, I think, a candidate for our next category.
Yeah.
But also the way he's worked with some of the younger players on the team, I think some of that intangible stuff would put him higher than Rafaela or Chapman for me. But
he could be a nominee.
For the first time in a while, they have a lot of good candidates.
Yeah, they do.
So we agree. Garrett Crochet is the MVP.
Congrats, Garrett.
At the midway point, your award is in the mail. He might get a bevy of awards here.
Wait, we're not done.
Okay.
We're not done.
What's next, Billy?
Least valuable player.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
So, I mean, do we just hand it to Ralphie?
I was going to nominate Walker Buehler.
Great one.
Connor Wong should be on there.
Wong should be on there.
Connor Wong stinks. Now, Connor Wong is saved by the fact that Narvaez, who we thought was going to be a backup, is way better.
Yep.
And it's like, they don't even need Connor Wong. Devers is a good one. But I think it's Buehler. Like, Buehler sticks out of this rotation.
I like this.
I thought he was going to be the number two starter. He has an ERA over six. And Coro's like, well, the last two times he was all right. You're like, he's been bad. Like, to the point where their number one need is a starter specifically because of how bad he's been.
Yeah.
That's my choice.
While we're talking through names, is Duran a candidate for this?
Duran? So I think he's just having a down year.
Based on like expectations, he's underachieving, but he's not actually one of their least valuable.
He's not the least valuable player.
He went from an MVP candidate to an average player, which is not the least valuable on the team. No, that's a big drop.
It'd be like Casas.
No, Casas is a good one, actually.
You know, and I know it's an injury, but whatever. It's our list. So I'd say like Casas. Unfortunately, Christian Campbell is not very valuable.
Ooh, wow, good one.
You know, he started hot, then was bad. I think he's one of the few players that was like playing every day that is like a negative war.
Who's ruined the team more, though? Campbell while he was here or Walker Buehler? I know Buehler's still on the team and they're winning, but like
Buehler.
I think Buehler is the right one.
Buehler deserves that.
And I think just scapegoating Devers for that isn't fair either. Let's give it to somebody who's on the roster.
No, we all know he stinks, and like they're better off without him, but Buehler's the guy.
Okay, yeah. Walker Buehler.
Who's your Cy Young?
Okay, so some would say, well, the MVP is Crochet, so it just should be the Cy Young. But Aroldis Chapman is lights out. Yeah, he's filthy.
I just told you, the game you were at on Saturday, I would have gone to him in the ninth. Like,
is that right? Yeah.
And it's not like I didn't trust Crochet necessarily, but Chapman's been so dominant.
Yeah.
And I just felt like coming in for the ninth inning, I wasn't worried about Crochet and his season-long workload or anything, but that was really more of a credit to Chapman and how he's pitched and how dominant and lights out he's been than any knock on Crochet.
Do you know what his K per nine is, Chapman?
15.
Yeah, 13.7. 13.7. He has a 1.18 ERA, 17 saves, and he probably could have had more saves, but Cora's actually brought him in several times in the eighth inning to get the best hitter out and then allowed somebody else to pitch the ninth, which, again, not a lot of guys would be signed up for.
Do you remember?
And the ninth to get the extra innings.
That's true, too. He's done that,
that's
too.
That's true. He'll get you to extras. You won't win once you get there, but he'll get you there.
Oh, heavens no. You're going to lose an extras. But, no, he's making a good case. Like, as of right now, both guys are going to get votes for the real Cy Young.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. You think Chapman gets actual real Cy Young votes?
I think he
should. Crochet, I think, is the second favorite behind Scooby.
Yeah. I think at this rate, he should. Now, it's weird how sometimes closers do or don't get credit from the voters, but like, at this rate, his ERA, it also helps just like you're going to be on people's radar because you're on a good team. Where does 17 saves even, let me take a look. Oh, no, that's pretty far off. But like the leader's 28 in the majors. But again, if I don't know how deep some of the writers would look into it, but him pitching the eighth inning to go up against, you know, Big Dumper or whatever, like the biggest, like to get the biggest out of the game, that's pretty significant.
You remember our offseason discussion about who the closer is, and we're like, I don't think he's on the team.
Oh, I think I said Hendricks and you said new guy.
I was like, they're gonna trade for somebody who's gonna lead the team in saves.
Yeah.
Wrong all the way around. But our team Cy Young is
Crochet.
It is, as much as we talk through Chapman, it is Crochet.
We got a good nominee, a guy I completely forgot about.
I saw this
least
too.
Valuable player.
Well, there's two. David Hamilton is one, but you're talking about Tanner Houck.
Tanner Houck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a great one.
Yeah.
So bad I forgot he's even
forgot
on the
he's
team.
Even an option.
No Cy Young votes for him?
Not this year.
No.
Not this year.
No,
not going to
no.
see that.
What do you think of the selection for Crochet? Do you think more love for Chapman? Should we look at Chapman?
No. I just found it hilarious because you guys just did this presented this amazing case for Aroldis Chapman.
And then
Cy Young, Crochet.
Well, it's obviously Crochet.
I'm not going to argue it. I just got a kick out of the effort you made for Chapman just to finish on Crochet.
Here's the case that we're not actually making.
Rookie of the Year.
Okay. I think, do you got to go the Narv?
Narvaez.
I think it might be Narvaez.
I think it might be Narvi. He's played 73 games. Marcelo Meyer has played 40. Roman Anthony's played 31.
That feels like way more than I would have guessed.
More than I thought.
I would have guessed like 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
31 games
is
already.
Is that enough to be our midway point rookie of the year?
Out of those two, who do you think has been better?
Anthony or Meyer?
Yeah.
Anthony, for sure.
Yeah, but Meyer's pretty good at, in the field.
Nick said Anthony's one of the best defensive outfielders in the bigs, and all I got to be honest, all the stupid advanced metrics back it up. Like, yeah. He does not necessarily pass my eye test, but what do I know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Anthony's been better. A couple more ding-dongs for Meyer. But no, I think right now,
Narvaez.
Both those guys should pass him in the second half, but right now, Carlos Narvaez, good one.
Okay, let's go with Narvaez for our team rookie of the year Red Sox midseason awards here on Jones and Keefe. Next one should be obvious.
But who's your role age relief man of the midyear?
Now that one's Chapman.
Chapman. Yeah, Chapman. Kind of on a post, although they've had some guys pitch really well out of the bullpen. That's why I don't think it's their biggest need. But, yeah, it's Chapman. I mean, we got to give Chapman some award.
You want to give it to Greg Weissert?
I don't want to give it to Greg
Weissert. If Weissert weren't falling apart.
Yeah.
Because he feels like he's falling apart.
Yeah.
The official Rolaids relief man of the year at the halfway point.
No doubt.
Is Aroldis Chapman. Yeah. All right. What's next, Billy?
Gold glove winner.
All right.
All right. Well, Nick's our defensive metric guy. So maybe Nick should weigh in on this.
I mean, if you just want to go pure numbers, it would be Narvaez again.
Hell yeah.
Or Raffaello, one of the two.
So,
well, Raffaello plays.
It's steady ball game.
Yeah. Okay.
Narvaez,
though. Don't sneeze. Could he win an actual gold glove?
I think he could. Yeah,
I think they both could win gold gloves.
They should.
It's like him and Raleigh probably for the top two.
Wow, what can't Raleigh do?
See that good defensively, Cal
he's
Raleigh.
Really good defensively, yeah.
Ask Nick.
Nick is also our big dumper expert. I mean, he's literally the one who started the big dumper discussion this offseason.
Yeah, say that on Raffaello. I think you see it a little bit more, and then now that they're asking him to play a couple of spots, I'd give him the nod as well.
Give the man a platinum glove in real life.
He could.
He's going to be in the mix for that. So he is our midseason.
Well, Jeff Passan said the other day, one of the best center fielders in baseball.
Period. Yeah. End of sentence.
That's it.
So,
full stop.
Who else would be in the mix?
Gold glove.
I mean, if Bregman played enough, had such a bad April, though.
But I was going to say, he had a lot of errors early. Willie or Abreu won a real one last year.
That's a good one. Abreu probably should be in that discussion.
Story's been really good.
Oh, Story has been good.
Story has been really good.
You know what? That's another guy I've been down on in the past who's having a good year right now.
Trevor Story, I think, is our honorary comeback player of the year.
He could win comeback,
I think.
Yeah.
We that was the category we had to lop off of this, but I think Trevor Story would get
next
that.
Next year, it'll be Hauk or Cutter Crawford.
Connor Wong, maybe.
Yeah, Connor Wong.
Okay. That's our gold glove we're handing out. What else do we have, Billy?
Silver Slugger.
Okay, so Silver Slugger is the best bat at their position on the team. Is that Bregman?
I don't know. Is it Raffaella?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. Is it probably Bregman? He hasn't played.
I think it's Bregman. I mean, Abreu leads the team in home runs. I think Devers still leads in RBIs.
Romy Gonzalez.
I mean, Romy Gonzalez
hitting against lefties. Can we do that? Silver Slugger versus lefties?
They should break it down. They should break it down by position. They should break it down righty versus lefty. Split these things.
Yeah, Romy's had a great year, but, man, you might actually have to go Bregman.
I think
kind of looking at all the numbers, honestly, like his OPS is through the roof.
If it's not Bregman, I think it might be Anthony.
Roman Anthony? No.
No?
777 OPS. Home runs.
Yeah, but arrow up.
Arrow up on Anthony. He was apparently on a double date with Meyer. You see those photos?
Oh, I saw.
Oh, doctor.
Now, I got to be honest. I'm still not sure the other person was Meyer, but I'll go with it.
They said it was Meyer. The person taking the photo had to take like a sneaky photo.
Yeah,
so
but,
it was a photo
but
of
I
them.
See
Where
Anthony.
Were they?
I don't know.
Is that a place we're not allowed?
I don't go enough cool places. Yeah. I don't know. But you made a good point, Keith.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony has to go on double dates with Marcelo Meyer to make sure that Marcelo isn't taking out Leah Anthony.
Exactly. Marcelo's like, I'm going out. Yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah, I'm going
too. I'll come with you.
I know a girl. We're
you
going.
Don't need to come with me.
I'm gonna go. I'm not meeting your sister. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll be the judge of that.
I get it.
I'll stay on top of that. Thank you very much.
So, yeah, they were there.
You're not going to any bars without me ever.
To Men Amongst Town, a couple of guys out there. So yeah, in a weird way, despite a tremendous amount of missed games.
Bregman.
Silver Slugger Bregman.
Red Sox midseason Silver Slugger. Okay. What else do we have, Bill?
Most surprising player in a good way.
Raffaello for me. Raffaello, I didn't think.
I mean, Narvaez would be another
Narvaez
candidate.
Is a very good one.
It's amazing that you've turned from the Narvaez guy to now the Raffaello guy. I mean, you can be both, but I'm just saying, I feel
there's plenty of room in my heart for both.
But I feel like you were the most bullish on Narvaez. Now I think Raffaello has even surpassed that for you. I think based on how hot he's been, I agree with you.
So here's the thing. So I went into the year with no expectation for Narvaez. I went into the year kind of thinking I knew what Raffaello was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the difference. Whereas now, like, he has completely spun it where of all the players you're most surprised by, I mean, maybe Giolito Giolito, I thought was going to be like a 5 ERA or 4.5 ERA. He's been better.
Look,
Chapman?
I think your answer is right. Oh, he's been actually quite
Chapman.
Shocking. Yeah.
Matt?
The way you guys talk about Bayo in the offseason.
Bayo, too? Bayo's a good one. A
lot of good surprising
players.
I think
Jones still hates Bayo.
A lot of good surprising.
Abraham Toro?
Romy? The whole team's been surprising.
All right, well, let's make a pick. Is it
Trevor Story?
No. Well, that's not a bad one.
The fact
one
that he hasn't gotten hurt?
That is the biggest surprise.
The jig could be the whole team.
All right. I do think it's Raffaello, though, in the all spirit right. of this, but maybe I overlooked Chapman because neither of us even wanted the team to sign Chapman.
Never mind,
thought he'd be good. Never mind, thought he'd be this good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Let's go with a SETI ball game, though. Hat tip to Arcan.
Yep.
What else?
All right. Most surprising in a bad way.
Most surprising bad way.
Bueller would be a candidate, but I feel like we've already covered that. Oh, that's a great one.
Right.
Duran.
He doesn't qualify for like least valuable, but he was eighth in the MVP for American League last year. And now he's like, you can make the case he's not the eighth on the team, right? If you include pitchers, like he might not even be the eighth, the best player.
Most
on the team.
Surprising in a bad way. Duran.
Yeah. The fall off for Duran.
Yeah.
Hulk.
Well,
but so I thought if you were like, who's going to repeat their all-star season?
I would have said Duran 1,000 times out of 1,000 before Hauk. I didn't think Hauk could be this bad, though.
No, this is surprising.
Does Cassis fit into this category?
No.
Oh, hey, Ralphie.
All right. Duran. Duran is the answer.
Duran.
All right, last
Duran,
one.
Duran's a sweet band.
All right, what could possibly be left?
Manager of the year.
Red right. Sox manager of the year at the midway point.
Your finalist.
This one seems obvious. Yeah.
Alex Cora.
Uh-huh.
And the undefeated Ramon Vasquez.
Oh, right, because he pinch hit when Cora went to a never-ending graduation.
A full-day graduation.
Lunch. General manager
slash snack slash dinner. No. He's already your MVP over
stop
there.
Stop it.
Trust me. I'd
stop trying to shoehorn Brett.
I don't even think he's the general manager.
I would shoehorn executive of the year. Red Sox executive of the year. okay, so our options are Cora or Vasquez.
So Vasquez also, remember the next game back, Cora got thrown out early in the game.
Yep.
Vasquez won that game.
Sure.
I think it might be Ramon Vasquez.
Ramon Vasquez. All right, he's our manager of the year at the midway point. Let's recap these. Team MVP, Crochet.
Yeah.
Least valuable player, Walker Buehler. Cy Young, Crochet. Rookie of the year, Carlos Narvaez. Rolaids relief man of the midpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Aroldis Chapman. Our gold glover, Sadon Raffaella. Our silver slugger, Alex Bregman.
That's the most controversial.
That is. Yeah. Well, most surprising.
A lot of games.
Most surprising in a good way was a competitive field.
Also controversial.
SETI ball game again, Sadon Raffaella.
Uh-huh.
Most surprising in a bad way, Jaron Duran. And our manager of the year, Ramon Vasquez.
That's right.
All right, Terp, get on that. We need a graphic ASAP at Jones and Keefe.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
My expectations for him are this. If we are going to compare him a year ago to Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, he was a prospect, and then he comes into this situation. I think those comps remain fair 14 months later. And specifically with Josh Allen. Josh Allen as a rookie, like, was throwing darts into the third row at Gillette Stadium and the Bills' last game here in 2018, where he was just all over the place. Okay? He had to rein in the turnovers and boost his accuracy. Year two, he reined in the turnovers. Okay? He was still not willing to take the check down, which we still see with Drake May, who is going to wait and wait and wait and figure he has to create. And sometimes he's right, but that's a bad habit long-term to be in. I think he'll be able to rein in the turnovers this year. And I think, just as Josh Allen did in 2019, in year two, when he finished with 20 touchdowns, 9 picks, 3,100 yards, and a 59% completion percentage, that's fair. And you know what? We like Drake May a little bit better, don't we? Certainly as a prospect, I liked him better than Josh Allen.
Andrew Callahan on the Pats Interference podcast. I had to think about that for a moment. He said, certainly I like Drake May a lot better than Josh Allen as a prospect coming in. But that's definitely true. It kind of caught me off guard when I first heard it. But Allen coming into the league was what, the 7th pick?
Yeah.
The Bills moved up for him.
He was in a draft class where he wasn't the first quarterback taken.
Very raw prospect. I think that is fair, although just knowing what Allen is now, that caught me a little off guard.
No, but I also think people definitely have revisionist history if you thought Allen was good the whole time, because his rookie year and his second year, there was a lot of what Callahan was saying, chucking the third row, hitting wide receivers in the shoes, whatever. Like, his first 2 years, he had an under 60% completion percentage, which in the modern NFL is real low.
So Josh Allen, in year two, completed 59% of his passes, which actually was a massive increase from the year before when he was 53. So he went up 6%.
No, but we saw it firsthand, right? We saw a handful of those games early on, and you're like, I'm not sure. Like, I don't think it was to the point where you're like, all right, he definitely won't do it. But there was, you didn't think he was going to turn into consistent MVP candidate.
No, not at all.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league.
And in year three, he was the runner-up for MVP.
Because he was a lot like Drake May in college. Went to an even smaller school, obviously, at Wyoming, but His second to last year, he was a lot better. He had, like, better players around him. He looked a lot better. Then he went back for one more year and didn't really have a great college year, similar to Drake May, right? His sophomore year, he was way better than his junior year. But he was still based off of, like, potential upside, physical abilities, all these things. But what, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold both got drafted ahead of Josh Allen.
Yep.
And obviously two quarterbacks get picked a bunch ahead of Drake May. So, no, I mean, if you just take rookie year to rookie year, you could say Drake May was slightly better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And looking at Josh Allen as a comp, and this is what I think is interesting from Andrew Callahan. Well, let's look at Drake May's year two numbers and what we're projecting versus what Josh Allen did in year two. He's right. He basically cut the interceptions anyway in half. 3.8 interception percentage to 2.0. Interception percentage. He went from 12 picks to 9 picks, but he played more games.
Yeah, way more passes.
In year two. He threw for about 3,100 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 9 picks. Now, with Allen, and this is relevant with Drake May as well, he also ran for 500 yards and 9 touchdowns that year, which really, as a rookie, Allen ran way more than I thought. 631 and 8 touchdowns in 12 games?
Yeah.
That's monstrous.
Yeah, he had to. He didn't know what to do. He'd go.
But in year two, there's some hidden yardage and production there with 500 yards and 9 more touchdowns. Because you might see 20 touchdowns and go, well, that's it. He ran for 9 on his own. Mm-hmm. But those numbers, honestly, are pretty pedestrian, and they're below some of even the projections we were talking about last week for Drake May on DraftKings, etc. Here's what I think Callahan leaves out. And I think a lot of people forget about this with Allen in year two. The Bills won 10 games and made the playoffs. And even Allen's rookie year, they weren't that bad. He was 5-6 as
a
starter.
He won 5 games.
And he started week one that year. I'm sorry. He started week two. He played week one and started week two.
Yeah, they started Nathan Peterman over him, right, for a game.
And they immediately regretted it. Allen missed some time because he was hurt as a rookie. But he started earlier than May. He won more than May as a rookie. And in year two, he won 10 games. And this was not with Steph Diggs. Like, he went out there and won
year
with...
year three was Steph Diggs. That's when he became an MVP candidate.
Smokey Brown and Cole Beasley and guys like this.
They're bad.
So, that's what we're going to... If Drake May is going to put up 3,000 yards and 20 touchdowns, maybe run for some production here and there and cut his turnovers in half, the wins better follow. Mm-hmm. And that's what Callahan leaves out. If May has all those numbers and the Patriots are 6-11, 7-10... Or, you know, he misses a chunk of time in there and they lose when he's out there like they did a year ago, that's not going to be enough production-wise. No. If they're winning games like Josh Allen did, well, then fine. I'll sign off on it.
Well, one thing Josh Allen had going for him, though, was Brian Daboll was his offensive coordinator his rookie year. He was his offensive coordinator his second year. He was his offensive coordinator when Steph Diggs came in. He was there the second year. You know, it was like he had that consistency going with him, which I give Daboll a lot of credit for that. And... obviously, you know, Diggs helps take him to a next level as far as like on the field and numbers wise, but he is a clear sign of like better, 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 and then sort of has leveled off as now one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But you wonder how much that consistency played a factor in him being as good as he is now, and if he was sort of changing around. Now, hopefully with the Patriots, Josh McDaniels is Drake May's offensive coordinator for the next several years, and you forget about the one year that he had Alex Van Pelt, and you sort of take whatever you can, and you kind of move on. And it's Vrabel, and he has the same head coach. That's the other thing. Josh Allen's had the same head coach this whole time, so there's already more changes for Drake May than Josh Allen has had.
So, but Allen has had to deal with some changes, and and he's dealt with that pretty well. Not at head coach, but certainly at coordinator. Since that, is he on his third coordinator now?
So I think he is now, but like he didn't get his second offensive coordinator until I think he was his fifth year, and that was a guy that was like on the staff. Like, so I don't know. Like, he at least had already been established. Like, he'd become a made 100%. Man, and then I was like, all right, you have somebody else to take over.
Do you think Allen is a fair comp for Drake May, or should we just punt on that? He's way too high-end at this point in time. I saw the Twitch chat mentioning Herbert. We've talked about Herbert before. Like, is Allen even a fair comp for Drake May? That's what Callahan brought up.
So I think it is. Like, I think that's obviously high-end because of what he's turned into. But if you look at coming out of college, it was Josh Allen and Justin Herbert were, like, the two names that got brought up a lot, sort of, like, just the physical attributes of those guys, and even some of the college stuff, too. So, yeah, I don't see why you'd run away from that. Like, Herbert, in fact, was a much better rookie quarterback than Josh Allen was. But then Josh Allen sort of passed him in, like, the high-speed lane as far as, like, who's the better quarterback. So I think for a couple of years you can – I mean, Josh Allen didn't really, really break through until his third year. So even Drake May, like, this year doesn't have to put up those kind of numbers. Like, let's just see where he's going. But, yeah, I think it'd be crazy to, you know, to completely write it off. Like, oh, there's no chance. Like, let's give him a shot. There's real coaching, some better players around him. Just another year to be in the NFL. That year 1-2 jump should be one of the biggest that you can have. So, yeah, I think it's a fair comp.
Did year two Josh Allen have Stevie Johnson? You remember him from the Bills?
Yeah, he ate money sandwiches. There was a video of him literally eating money sandwiches. And you're like, what's a money sandwich? It was money, like currency, like paper dollar bills inside of bread. And he chewed and ate it.
Look, when you have a lot of money, you can do that.
I don't think it's very healthy for you.
He had three consecutive 1,000-yard seasons
still does that?
For Buffalo. Nah,
Steve Johnson,
I'm gonna say
I hope not.
No.
I hope he's not doing that.
You know, I believe, I've seen this on ESPN, I think Schefter breaking some news on Stevie Johnson at the time is the whole reason Bills Mafia, that phrasing, started on social media.
Really?
You can go read up on that.
Stevie Johnson?
Stevie Johnson,
like a seventh-round pick, wasn't he?
Stevie Johnson, yeah.
Kentucky?
I think he was Kentucky.
Yeah.
Three straight 1,000-yard seasons from 2010 to 2012. He has not played in Buffalo since 2013.
Stevie Johnson was nice.
The answer is no.
Okay.
He is not.
Yeah.
Or he
it's
did not have
it. With Mike Vrabel and New England right now, unless it's not.
Jeremy Fowler, likewise, came out with his top 10 quarterbacks list. He's been doing all the various positions.
Yeah, this is based on all the GMs and scouts and stuff.
Scouts, executives, GMs. I believe the Patriots still only have two players now receiving votes. It was Kyle Duggar. And Hunter Henry was an honorable mention. Other than that, they don't have anybody at any of the positions, including quarterback today. It went Mahomes, Allen, two. Burrow 3, Jackson 4. What do you think of that real quick?
No.
Too low for Lamar.
Yeah, it's way too low for Lamar.
Lamar should absolutely be above Burrow.
Yeah.
And it's a debate whether or not he's above Allen.
I think Mahomes kind of gets the...
Has to be.
He kind of gets the benefit of the doubt to be number one, but then I would probably go... I ended up flipping last year. Remember, we got into our we debated the MVP. I'd probably go Lamar 2, then Josh Allen 3, then Burrow 4.
I certainly think it's a debate. I would stay on the Allen side of that debate, but I think it's a debate. I'm with you on Mahomes. Just know, Fowler does this every year. Mahomes, a year ago, I think all but one executive voted for Mahomes as the number one. This year, I think he only got about 60% of the vote. Yeah. So he has come back
Makes sense.
The pack, if you will. Number 5, Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, not Hurts.
Not Hurts. In fact, Hurts is pretty low. The number 2 quarterback drafted in 2024 after Caleb Williams and, of course, before Drake May. I'm not surprised Daniels is on the list.
No, what's interesting about that is that they say he's already the best in the NFC, you know, because the top 4 guys, obviously, in this
Good
conference.
Good point. Yeah. You hate Stafford, but Stafford is 6.
That's way too high.
Herbert is 7.
7!
Goff is 8.
Also
over,
high.
Over Hurts and Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield?
That's stupid.
So Hurts and Mayfield both should be higher.
Yes, agreed. That's your top 10. You get into the honorable mentions, Stroud and Jordan Love. Way too high for Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Stroud dropped out of the top 10. You get to also receiving votes. Kyler Murray, who we like.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Purdy, who I like, you don't.
I don't.
Dak Prescott is 15. Dak Prescott, similarly, Nick just told me, is number 75 on the
79.
NFL's... 79, I'm sorry. On the NFL's top 100 player rankings.
2 years ago, he was great. So, you know, he hits the rich rules.
That's a good point.
They're a good 2-3 years ago. I'll take them.
Aaron Rodgers, 16. Tua at 17. The final player who received at least a vote out of 18 quarterbacks.
Bo Nix?
Bo
Hell
Nix.
Yeah, Bo.
It's your guy.
He's great. He's a nice player. Makes the playoffs every year he plays.
So I don't have an issue with Jaden Daniels.
Drop back. Do it to the other team.
On the list over
That's
Drake
May.
That's
the man taking accountability right there.
18 quarterbacks received a vote, including 2 in Drake May's own draft class. Any thoughts on that?
Well, the 2 that got votes are the 2 guys that made the playoffs last year. Jaden Daniels obviously deserves it. He had an unbelievable year. You know me, I like Bo Nix, but they scrapped and grinded and got themselves to the playoffs. So if Drake May makes the playoffs this year, he'll be on that list next year. That's how I view that. Same thing with Caleb Williams. You didn't mention Caleb Williams, who was the top quarterback taken in that draft. If the Bears make the playoffs, he'll be on that list next year. We did our tiers for quarterbacks a few weeks back, and the 3rd middle tier was the biggest, but it also had the, you know, if you are the best player on that tier, you could have been argued all the way up to number 10. But if you were the worst player on that tier, you might be the 20th quarterback in the league. So there's a lot of guys kind of jumped together, and one of the easy tiebreakers is going to be wins. If Drake May has more wins than Jordan Love, for example, I don't think it'll matter that Love has more touchdown passes. I think people will look at May and say, well, the Packers missed the playoffs, Patriots made it. Let's give Drake May some more credit. That's how it'll work.
So look, that's been my stance all along. May better be on this list next year as opposed to this year, but I didn't really see Bo Nix getting votes on this list. And 18 quarterbacks got him. Drake May did not. You can discuss 617-779-7937 and keep it locked here. We have a hashtag Dork Minute.
Woo!
Rich Keefe with a Superman spoiler-free review next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The show starts in one.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi?
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy, me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
I don't like comic book movies. I'm an old man.
Yes. Right.
You ever see the movie Dirk Diggler?
I did a movie with George Mures.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
I saw 3 superheroes this week, Jones. Lionel Messi, Garrett Crochet, and Superman.
I need one more for a Mount Rushmore Monday.
It's kind of a shot at your dad. I thought you saw your dad.
And my dad, the big four.
Yeah.
Yes, I saw all those. I saw Superman in theaters last night. It's getting a lot of people are seeing it. Box office through the roof. The hype train is behind it. People are enjoying it. Wiggy and Shime talked about it this morning. I haven't heard a lot of movie reviews from those guys.
I heard their spoiler-free reviews this morning. Yeah, they were quite bullish on it.
So they were in on it. 83% of the critics on Rotten Tees give it a thumbs up. 93% from the audience.
That's our number.
That's our number.
That's
we're the people.
Yeah, we're with the people.
The people's reviewers.
Yes.
I would be one of those 93%. This movie was excellent. And I'll tell you, I was one of those ones that saw the trailer, saw the first couple of trailers, and said, I don't know, like, we'll see. But I trusted James Gunn. James Gunn is the director of the film, who did all 3 Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He did the last Suicide Squad movie, and then the spinoff TV show with John Cena as Peacemaker. And now he is in charge of the DCU, the DC Universe. And so forget all the movies that you've seen. Forget, or in your case, have not seen.
I've not seen really any of the recent Superman films, no.
Because people love a shared universe. People are obsessed with it. Marvel, for better or worse, has made people think everything needs to be a shared universe. So this is technically the first movie of this universe. Now, what is confusing...
I'm already confused.
Is, you're going to be even more confused. John Cena's Peacemaker character, which was already debuted in a previous movie... is now in this. So it's like they're taking some of the stuff. I know, you're already rolling your eyes.
Okay.
But basically...
No, I'm not rolling my eyes. Just, I'm just trying to keep it all straight. Yeah.
So like for like the MCU, for example, you go all the way back to the first Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man movie, all the way up until Fantastic Four in a couple of weeks and beyond. That is a universe. This Superman movie is supposed to act as the building block of the DCU. So they needed it to be good. Like, without this, the thing could just fall apart. All the planned movies and shows could have just fallen apart if this one was bad. It was not bad. In fact, it was great.
I mean, I heard Shime say it's...
Yeah.
Corn Sweat, is that his name?
David Corn Sweat, who was in the miniseries We Own This City. He was in some other movies and shows. But, like, overall, like, an unknown. It's not like casting Ben Affleck as Batman
Correct.
In the previous one. He's a relative unknown, I guess.
I believe Shime called him the best Superman.
The GOAT.
The goat.
Superman.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Christopher Reeve, a little bit before my time, you have to give a tip of the cap to him from the original Superman movies. The first one being good, the other ones less so. But you give him a tip of the cap. Dean Cain, solid. Solid.
Oh, he's
Ian
a solid
Terry
guy.
Hatcher.
Real solid.
I mean, too solid. Henry Cavill was a great Superman. He was in bad movies. So Henry Cavill and... Ben Affleck, believe it or not, were great castings for Superman and Batman, but they were in a lot of bad movies. So I think people are like, they weren't that good. But Henry Cavill was really good. This guy was way better than I thought he was going to be. It was one of my big takeaways. I was like, all right, I'll see what it is, see what it looks like. He was excellent. There was some humor. I think they did, like, with a lot of James Gunn movies, there's a lot of attempts at humor. I think Guardians hits at, like, a really high rate. This one, there's, like, you're chuckling. You're not, like slapping your knee. Like, it's not super funny. There's a few you're like, okay. And then you say,
yeah, quick smirk.
Quick smirk. Let's back to the action.
Yeah,
back to the action.
Yeah.
But, no, David Corenswet was a great Superman. Rachel Brosnahan, a great Lois Lane. Terry Hatcher must have been happy with how good of a Lois Lane she was. Nicholas Hoult might have been the best part of the movie as Lex Luthor, who is as important in any Superman story as any other character is. He was great. I saw something online that said for the movie, Corenswet and Brosnahan made $750,000. Now they'll make more. Like,
I was
going to
say, that's it?
I think just like for the role, and then they'll get points or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nicholas Hoult, $2
million. Wow.
So I was like, I didn't realize he was in a class above them. He's in a lot of movies, but he was great as Lex Luthor. Also, they're creating like the early stages of the Justice League. There's like a running ongoing joke in it. This is not a spoiler. They call it like the Justice Gang. They're trying to figure out what the name of it is. But you have Nathan Fillion as Guy Gardner, Green Lantern. Pretty good comedy with him. Hawk Girl's in it. Mr. Terrific. This is all from the trailer. But you see all of them. They each get highlighted in the movie as well, which is pretty good. It's 2 hours, 9 minutes, so it doesn't feel long.
No, that's not outrageous.
It's good, because I think like a superhero movie, especially one where you're trying to show off what Superman can do, but also you're starting this universe. You need to introduce all these different characters, drop some Easter eggs in there, and then hope like that it goes. 2 hours is probably the right amount. There is a mid and a post-credit scene, which is kind of a classic Marvel thing, where the movie will end, it'll be like directed by James Gunn, they do a few things, and then boom, they hit you with the scene. Then you got to sit through the long scroll, so everybody's just like on their phones.
So everyone's like, you waited the whole time?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Great, I'm not going to bail. Where am I going? Where am I leaving?
You're not
going
to drink water your way out of there?
No, I'm not. No. I don't. As soon as the lights go on, I'm like, see you later. Nope, I sat there and I watched the whole thing. These two, I wouldn't say are the, you have to sit in your chairs, but you know me, Jones. I'm a completionist.
You are.
So I'm not gonna not see the end credits and the mid credits. But no, I was happy. I went in thinking that, all right, it's a James Gunn movie. It should be pretty good. But I'm not the biggest Superman fan. That's not my guy.
This was your consistent take the whole time. Yeah. You're like, look, I don't know that I love the look of the trailer. Yep. I'm not really a big Superman guy, but I trust James Gunn. And that trust was rewarded.
It was. And really good dog stuff. If you're a dog fan, Crypto.
Superdog?
Superdog, yeah.
Bounty Hunter?
What was it?
No, not Dog the Bounty Hunter. No, he's not in it. Sadly. There are some cameos, but not by Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And no Bev.
Or Bev.
Okay.
Are they either one of us?
I don't
with
believe
us?
Dog is with us. I'm not sure about Bev. Wouldn't be surprised.
Beth passed away. Dog's still with us.
Oh, I got it backwards.
Flipped it on you.
Wow.
How about that?
It was Bev or Beth?
Beth.
Beth.
I thought it was Bev.
No.
Wow, really, I got my idea.
Right. You should watch the South Park again. You'll get the cliff notes.
Oh, yeah, South Park kind of nails it. South Park's all over that episode. No, but this
apologies to Beth up there.
Good summer movie. I would say for me right now, Sinners remains the number one movie of 2025 that may be impossible to catch. But this is right up there. I love the Tim Robinson movie, obviously, Friendship. I probably have that too. This might be three.
How's it doing at the box office? Very well, right?
Killing it. It's absolutely killing it at the box office, and they'll be happy with that. I forget what the numbers were. I mean, it's far and away number one.
It basically made its budget back.
Well,
already.
That's what I was going to ask. I thought
true.
It was doing well, but I didn't know what the budget
was.
It
was like $217 over globally opening weekend.
Yeah, it made $122 domestic, and so usually you can like double that going forward. But I think what's going to help this, too, is the word of mouth. The fans are going to go see everything. But now, like I was talking to Nick about it before the show, now that everyone's saying how great it is, right, you're going to get even more people to see
like
it.
Like, Nick, you were on the fence. Now you're like,
fence,
I got to go
going
see
going
it.
After the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're going today?
Yeah, I'm going to go today.
Going today.
Sneak that in before the Derby.
And it should have a two-week.
I got plenty of time before the Derby.
Yeah, Derby's a little bit later. It'll have a two-week run, because then on the 25th, I think it is, Fantastic Four comes out. So, like, this weekend, I Know What You Did Last Summer comes out, but this will still beat that. And then when Fantastic Four comes out, that'll knock that down.
Okay.
But very good. Worth a see. I'm going to go 5.5 out of 6. Not a full 6.
5.5 out of 6?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is the spoiler-free review, hashtag Dork Minute, Rich Keefe on Superman. That was the number 3 superhero on my list, behind, of course, Batman and Minbury Crunch.
Right.
Did not make Keefe's top 5, and yet still a 5.5 out of 6. So there you go. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to all your phone calls. We'll get back to the Red Sox. Another sweep this weekend. Hottest team on the planet. That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.